We've told them now there's a mitzvah, stay away from Asinai. Don't go near it. Rashi with losam lo mitzvah sagbolam, shadvorim shenemru boy b'sheni yorad lerud. The Yomul Yisrael, he came down at night time and told them on Thursday, on the Yom Shlishi, to say, V'yavah Moshe v'yikul ezikne yom. L'mochus hishkin v'yelah v'yashu Moshe azir v'yom. Is, so on the third day, he told them mitzvah sagbolam. V'yarbo, on the fourth day, ovad prisha. Moshe told them the mitzvah's prisha. So this is Sushita, this is Rav Yosi Shita. That's what we had before also. Rav Yosi said that Mitzvah's Prisha was said on Yom Revi. So mainly Yom Revi was 3 days before Shabbos, so it was 3 days. So Rav Yosi Shita was that Torah was given when? On Zayin B'Sivan. Because Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, so mainly Shabbos was Zayin. Rabbon and Sarvi know, Betray B'Shabo Ikva Yarcha, Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Sheni. When was Shabbos? Shabbos was only Vav Sivan. So they held Torah was given on Vav Sivan. Betrayed B'Shabbos Yom Luhav Midi. When they came into Midbar Sinai on Monday, Moshe didn't tell them anything. The Tufa Matazich from the traveling. B'Shem Chul Shav Yurcha. B'Tlos on the third day, Omaluhu V'Yatem Tuli Amalechus Kreinim. V'Yarbo Omlu Mitzvah Sagbola. On the fourth day, Moshe told Mitzvah Sagbola. Behei. On Thursday, Ovad Prisha. That's when Moshe told them the Mitzvah's Prisha. This is the Rabbanim Shita, like we had before the Machlokes. When exactly was the Mitzvah's Prisha? Was Nafkamino, is the third day the Isha Torah, or the third day she's Temeah? So that's the Machlokes Rabbanim and Rabbi Yosi. When the Torah was given, Nafkamino is when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, or Rosh Chodesh is on Monday? And that's Nafkamino, when Moshe gave them the Mitzvah's Prisha. Morakasha, Mesve. The Kiddash Tem Hayoyim Omocher. Torah says it should be Kodesh today and tomorrow. If the Chur Mashpah Mitzvah's Prish was only 2 days, so Chur Tzaraya to Rabbonin, the Moshe told them on Thursday, be Kodesh today and tomorrow, Thursday and Friday. So Mashpah's only 2 days, it was also. Shrashi Yoyim Mokhor, Mashpah Behei Nemaloi, Lifresh Heyuvov, Mashpah Dod Siv was arrived to Rabbonin. The mitzvah's prisha was said on Thursday, that today and tomorrow be perished. It's a kashan Rabbi Yosi. More kashan Rabbi Yosi. Omlech Rabbi Yosi. Yoimechod hoisif moishu midaitoi. In the time when the Torah said the mitzvah's prisha should only be 2 days. Hayoim amochor. But moishu was moishu of an extra day midaitoi. Shrash Yomlech Rabbi Yosi. Liyoilom revi nermaloi lifresh. Nay. Moishu taka told him on the fourth day to be perished. Lifresh dal vehei. Vu hoisif yoimechod. And really all the prisha was just Wednesday and Thursday. And the Torah really was supposed to be given on Friday. But Moshe was Haysav Yemecha Vizkum HaKadosh Baruch Hu Daitai. According to Rabbi Yosi, Moshe was Moshev an extra day. Whereas the Yemeshev wanted to give the Torah Takan Vov Sivan, he wanted to give the Torah on Friday, but Moshe was Haysav another day, told the Yemeshev to push off Kabbalah of Torah till Shabbos, and Yemeshev was masking. The Tanya, Gimel Devarim Osa Moshe Midaitai. Three things Moshe Rabbeinu did with his own das. The Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu Iman. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was masking to what he did. Hoisav Yemechad Midaitai. By Kabbalah Satayr according to Rabbi Yosi. Really the Pasuk says just on Wednesday Moshe told them today and tomorrow. So it just means Wednesday and Thursday be Kodesh. Because on Friday the Torah was supposed to be given. But Moshe told the Abishah, no, wait another day till Shabbos. Or Pirish Manisha. Moshe was Pirish from his own wife. He didn't have Tashmash with her anymore. Vishav Resaluchas. Later when Moshe came, after Aseres HaDibros, when Moshe went up to get the Torah and he came down, and the Klal Yisrael deemed the eagle, Moshe broke the Luchas. And on all these three things, it said the Abishah was masking to him. The Abishah said it's okay. Hoisav Yemechad Midaitai. How come Moshe did it? My Dorish. It says, Hayoim Umochor. You should be Parish Tzayin tomorrow. Hayoim means just like today should be Kamochor. Ma Lamochor Leilu Imoi. Just like tomorrow. Now, as he's telling them on Wednesday, be Parish Tzayin tomorrow. Now, tomorrow is a complete 24-hour period. Like I'm telling you, a whole 24 hours. Who I did today also has to be a 24-hour period. Now, we told them Wednesday morning. Now, Wednesday morning, you're missing from Wednesday, from Tuesday night. So, Mele Moitzvah, Moitzvah Yemechad means 2 complete full days. That means excluding today. So, Wednesday is only half a day. Where are the 2 complete days? Thursday and Friday. Therefore, the Torah was given on Shabbos. Af Hayoim Lelo Imoi. V'layla De'idno Nafik Lei. So Mela Wednesday is supposed to have its night also. And the night past the race, talking about Wednesday morning already. Is Mela Shmamina Tre Yoima Levar Meidna. Mela Moshe Darshan to say the Pshan the Posik is 2 days excluding today, Wednesday. So Mela Torah meant to say, wait, Thursday and Friday, and on Shabbos you get the Torah. How do we know the Eibush was asking to Moshe? To Leishar Yishchin, not Tzach with the Shabbata. Poshid. While the Torah was first given Shabbos morning. The Eibush didn't come with the Torah on Friday morning. But the Eibush waited until Shabbos morning was asking to Moshe. Upirish Manisha. Moshe was purged from his own wife and in that Pashmash with her. My Dorish. Nosa Kal V'Choyim B'Yatsa. Not a Kal V'Choyim by himself. Omar Yisrael. Shle Dibru Shchini Moim El Shrachas. Mother Klai Yisrael, the Abishah now is coming to give them their service of the Bruce. He's going to talk to Klai Yisrael. The Kabul Lehem Zman. The Abishah made his man when Kabul's Torah will be. Omra Torah, the Torah says, V'hoyu Nechayim L'shoshish Yomim. Stay away from your wife for 3 days. So Mashmah, before you talk to the Abishah, you should not be with your wife. Is Avizai Al Tikshu? Is Ani? So Moshe said to himself, Ani, me Moshe Rabbeinu, Shekol Shor V'Shor Shechinim Adverasi me, that the Abish you can say that talks to me, can say that. V'yena Kaveli is man, is not Kaveli is man, when is going to talk to me? Is the Chor Alachas Kamal V'Kamal, that I should always be Tor, that I shouldn't have Tashmash with my wife. So that's what Moshe did. O Minola Nizkum HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yod, I don't know, my Abish was masking to Moshe, you'll see the post, it says, Lech Emolehem, tell everybody, Shuvu Lechem Yolechem, go back to have Tashmash with your wife. And after Kabbalah Torah, after Hasinai, the Torah says to everybody, go back. But you, Moshe, you still stay with me. Mashma, you can't go back to your wife, for you still lost the Tashma Shamita. This the army, some say from this posik. Peel, peel, dabe boy. Here, this posik. Peel, peel, dabe boy. I'm saying that he's talking to you. Yeah. Right? Shavras, the third thing he did, Shavras Aluchas, my Dorish, what was Moshe Darshan, how come he did it? Oma Pesach, not by Korban Pesach, Shewechach Matayag Mitzvahs, only one of the Tayag Mitzvahs. Omra, the Torah says, V'chol Ben Nechel Yechaboy, Ben Nechel here means, somewhere it's a mumur, somewhere it's like dinning avoid the Zorah, he can't eat from the Korban Pesach, of the Torah Kula, Kan, V'yisrael Mumrim, Alachas Kam V'Kama, here's the Shal of the Sinas HaTerah, Asas HaDibros. But Moshe came down from Hasinai, the Klai Yisrael was worshipping of the Diego, Avoy the Zoro. So it was a Vada to the Klai Yisrael can't get the whole Torah. Not the one mitzvah of Korban HaPesach doesn't go to a Ben Echor, so Vada the whole Torah can't go to a Ben Echor. Is Minol and Hiskam HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you'll know the Ebishter was masking, Shenemar Asher Shibart, the Pesach says. The Yomar Rosh Lokesh, we dash in the words, Asher Shibarta means, Yiyasha Kechachla Sheshibarta. The Eibishter gave Moshe Yasha Kech for breaking the Luchas. Mashmal, the Eibishter was masking to Moshe, did the right thing. He made this Kal V'Chaim, that's true. Since Klai Yisrael didn't the eagle, they're not royal to Kabbalah Sefer. Now, that's one of the problems they say, because according to Rabbi Yossi, we really pass on Rabbi Yossi, that really the Torah was first given on Zion 7. So really the Kasher is, how come we make Shavuot, a famous Kasher, how come we make Shavuot on Vav? The Chur, we hold Torah was first given on Zion 7. So how come we make Shavuot on Vav 7? And Mefrat and Anusach HaTfilo, we say Zeman Kabbalah, Zeman Matan, we say Lashon Zeman Matan Teresenu. It wasn't Matan Teresenu, we passed on Rabbi Yossi. The Torah was first given on Zion. So how come we say on Yom Vav, Zeman Matan Teresenu? The Torah, they all say, is the Pshat is Mashav Negemorim, that really the Eibishter wanted to give Torah to Klai Yisrael on Vav. Really, the Torah should have been given on Friday. Just Moshe was Hoysav Yemechad Midaitai. And where did Moshe get this Koyach? That the Pshat is, it doesn't say Zaman Kabbalah Torah, we say Zaman Matan Torah Seinum. The Matana, that the Torah, the Eibishter gave the Torah to Klai Yisrael, was given on Vav. That's when Moshe got the Koyach to make this Joshua. So when he got this Koyach on Friday, to dash in the posik, he dash in the posik to say the Torah should be given first on Shabbos. The man with his kerech of drasha, he had a kerech to push out the Torah till Shabbos. But really, when was the Zaman Matan Torah Seinum? When was the Zaman of the Matana? That was Takan Vav. Just when Moshe got this Matana and Vav, he dashed to push it off another day. So it's good why we call Shavuos on Yom Vav, which is called Zaman Matan Torah Seinum.
Yes, to the three things that Moshe Rabbeinu did. Toshima. So the Baal was still in the middle of the Shiloh when exactly the Torah was given. See, when Matan Torah was. Was either on Vav Sivan or was it on Zion Sivan? Toshima, for what Pasuk says, "V'hoyu nechoinim liyom hashlishi." You should be prepared. You should be ready for the third day. So, Pasuk, the third day means here the third day of Prisha. That it told you today, stay away from your wife, and the third day is going to be Kabbalah Satorah. There's the Chura Kasha, the Rabbi Yossi. This should be a Kasha and Rabbi Yossi. Because Rabbi Yossi says that the Prisha was done on Wednesday, and the Torah was first given on Shabbos. So it was 4 days later. Like Rabbi Yossi Shittur is, she's also 3 days, that when the Zerah comes out, she's still tummy. And here it's Mashma, the third day from the Mrs. Prisha, we say she's Torah ready. And the Gemara, Hamrina, Yemechel, Hoysa, Moshe, Medaita. It's not fair. One day, Moshe was Moshe by himself. So the Pasuk Taka says by itself, be prepared the third day from the mitzvahs prishon will be Torah. That should have been Friday. But Moshe was hosted another day by himself, so it came out Torah was first given on Shabbos. Toshma. There's a bright that says Shlishi. Pasuk says like Pashtas Pasuk, Voyim, Choynim Yerma Shlishi. That means Shlishi b'Chodesh. This third day was the third day of Chodesh Sivan. Or Shlishi b'Shabbos. It was also the third day of the week. It was Tuesday. Is Kash and Rabbonin. Who is the Kash to the Rabbonin? Rabbanan said, when was Rosh Chodesh year that year? Rosh Chodesh was the second day of the week. So, Kumasai Shabbos was on Vav Sivan. The Torah was given on Vav Sivan. So, here the Brisa says that the third day of the week, which is Tuesday, was on the third day of the Chodesh. Is Mashma, when was Rosh Chodesh? Then on Sunday. So, Chutzarai to Rabbi Yossi, Tzakasha to the Rabbanan. Amriloch Rabbanan, Hamani Rabbi Yossi. And the this Brisa goes according to Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi learned that Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday. And we have before, everybody's maskim Torah was given on Shabbos. The question one, when was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh on Sunday, so Mele Shabbos was called Zion Sivan? Or was Rosh Chodesh on Monday, so Shabbos was called Vav Sivan? Right. So tomorrow, Shlishi, Lamai, how come the Brisa says the first word Shlishi? What was the Shlishi doing here? Look at the time, like it says in the Brisa. Pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe Dibre Yom El Hashem. That Moshe returned back, told Hashem what the Klai Yisrael said. And first Hashem told Moshe, tell the Klai Yisrael, I'm going to give you the Torah. So Klai Yisrael said, Nasa v'nishma. Then Moshe told back to the Abishter what the Klai Yisrael said. He said back. So the Pasuk says, by Yoshev Moshe divri yom al Hashem. Moshe returned the words of the Klai Yisrael to Hashem. Look, see, the next Pasuk says, by Yaged Moshe divri yom al Hashem. That again, Moshe again told the divri yom al Hashem. Is the kasha, if you look at the two psukim, there's nothing in between. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't tell Moshe anything in between that there should be like another tzaras that Moshe should ask after the Klai Yisrael, are you going to do it? And they'll answer back, yes. There's no other tzivu in between. The one pasuk says, Vayoshev Moshe returned what Klai Yisrael said, like Nasav Nishma told HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the next pasuk says again, Vayagid Moshe. Like what happened in between? What did Hashem tell Moshe in between that Moshe had answered back to Hashem, yes, Klai Yisrael is doing it. So tomorrow, Ma Omala Kodesh Baruch Hu Moshe. What did Kodesh Baruch Hu tell Moshe? O Ma Omalehem Moshe Yisrael. And what did Moshe tell Klai Yisrael? O Ma Omalehem Yisrael Moshe. And what did the Klai Yisrael answer back to Moshe? O Ma Heshe Moshe Lufnei Gvura. That what did Moshe have to answer back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Like what did the Pasuk say again? Vayagid Moshe Zivriyam Al Hashem. The Teretzi Zu Mitzvah Hagvolam. Divri Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi holds that on the third day, that's when Kodesh Baruch Hu told Moshe about the Mitzvah Hagvolam. That they stay away from Har Sinai, and Moshe went and told the Klai Yisrael, and they stood away from Har Sinai. They were makabel mitzvahs hagbolah on the third day, because according to Rabbi Yossi, the mitzvah prisha was set on the fourth day. On the fourth day, Moshe told them, "Now you can't have tashmish with your wife anymore until after Kabbalah Satorah." But on the third day, though, there was a mitzvah hagbolah, stamped to stay away from Har Sinai, and made a gvum around Har Sinai not to come close to it. There was a mitzvah not to go and touch Har Sinai. Rashi zu mitzvah sagbolo, sha'afal pi sheksuva acha mitzvah prisha, even though in the Torah it says this mitzvah, that Klai Yisrael is supposed to stay away from Har Sinai and not even walk on it. It's said in the Torah after the mitzvah prisha, uvishlishi nemrilo, instead the third day, vutzvach lashem shekivlo aleim. So Moshe had to go and tell back Hashem that Klai Yisrael is mekabel upon himself this mitzvah. That was a mitzvah not to go near Har Sinai, and Klai Yisrael is mekabel, not going to go step on Har Sinai. Rabbi Yossi reviewed it. Rabbi Yoim, Rabbi says a little bit from Shan, these psukim. Now, why does the pasuk say, Vayoshev Moshe, Moshe answered, and Vayagid Moshe? There's Betchila Pirish Einshoi. At the beginning, Moshe explains to them now the Einshoi Shatayra. Hadith like the Mandi Yomah that when Hashem gave the Aseres HaDibros, Klai Yisrael is makabel upon himself Geirus. Like right now is when they became Yidden. So before you become a Yid, after Geir, you have to makabel upon yourself all mitzvahs. You have to makabel, you listen to the Torah. So Moshe was asking them now, are you going to be makabel the Torah? Just like you go to a Geir. So when you go explain to a Geir, you have to explain to Geir, you should know. There's a lot of Einshim involved. If you're makabel to be a Yid, if you can do Averis, you're going to get an Einish for it. So at the beginning, Moshe explained to them, Betchila Pirish Einshim. He explained to them the Einshim of Torah. That's what I'm posing. Vayoshev Moshe, that Moshe told Vayoshev Moshe, as Divriyo Mel Hashem. What does it mean, El Hashem? It means Pirish, Dvorim Shem, Shavavin Daite Shalodim. That things that take you away, Meshav Meloshin Meniya, it stops you. It stops your das from being Mekablet. Although you think, yeah, it's great to be a Yid, but now that you're here, you get Einshim, you'll think twice. So that's why Yoshev. Moshe first told them things that stopped them from becoming a Yid. Olipsreif, and then later, the next pasuk says, Pirish Man Schorah. Then Moshe explains to the Yid, but you should know there's a good part to be a Yid. There's Man Schorah if you do the mitzvahs. Tichsiv, Vayaged Moshe Dvorim. What does that mean? Shemoshchen Libo Shaladim Kagodim. There's only here a nice story, you like to hear it over and over again. Here also, by the Mekabel Schar of the Torah, that's something enjoyable. So you will be Mekabel to become a Yid. That's Pshan these two psukim. Not that really Moshe told something back to Hashem, what Klai Yisrael said, because there's nothing in between the Moshe had to tell Hashem. It just means that how did Moshe tell the Klai Yisrael? That first he told them the Einshim, they got afraid, and then he told them the Schar, they'll be Mekabel. Shashi Einsha Shel Torah. Mishavavin kemoi vayelich shayvev. They mean shemaneim milikabel. They held themselves back from being mekabel the Torah. Shenikablu yonshu hadvarim halolu. Because if you'll be mekabel the Torah, you're gonna get an einish. Is hadvarim halolu mishavavin atlibim min amokim. It takes your heart away from Hashem. V'apal piken kiblu aleim. And still, Klai Yisrael was mekabel the Torah. That was the chiddush here. That even though Moshe said the einish, still they're mekabel it. And the next pshat is what that he told them. Schar ka'agodim. Some said Psham took a full fakert. Betchila Pirishman Scharon. First Moshe told Klai Yisrael the Schar you get to be Mekabel the Torah. The Yechsev, the Pesach says, by Yoshev Moshe Devorim. What does that mean? Devorim Shemashivim Daiti Shalodim. Fakert is Miyashiv Das. It makes you think better. So first he told them, Schar, makes you feel good, you want to be a Yid. Olibsev Pirish Einsha. Then at the end he told them the Einish. The Yechsev, the Pesach says, Vayagid Moshe Devorim, that Moshe told them words. What is Bayagin Loshin Shekoshim Liodim Kigidim? He told them the words that's hard like Gidim, like hard veins. That's Loshin Vayagin. Whereas he told them the Einshim you get. Trashi Kigidim means a Yerik Mar, a bitter vegetable. So that's the Chan Vayagin. So there's no theory what's the Vayeshev and Vayagin. Moshe was telling Klai Yisrael two different parts. That could be Makabal Geiris. You have to know there's Schar and there's Einsh. Toshima, Shishi. As the Bryce it says the word Shishi. What does Shishi mean? Shishi b'chodesh. It was the sixth day of the month. Shishi b'Shabbos. It was also Friday. Says right the riot Rav Yesi that when did Rosh Chodesh E a Sivan come out on Sunday on Yom Rishon? Therefore, the sixth day of the month, sixth day of Sivan, is on Friday. Is in Churakash Rabban. The Kashet to the Rabban and the Rabban say Rosh Chodesh came out on Monday. So Rosh Chodesh was on Yom Sheni. The sixth day of the Chodesh is when is on Shabbos. So how does the Bryce to say here, the sixth day of the Chodesh is on Friday? So not the Rabbanim. The Manachmol Hanami, Rav Yosi. And this Bryce also goes according to Rav Yosi. Rav Yosi says Rosh Chodesh was on Sunday, therefore the sixth day of Chodesh was on Friday. For the Gemara, Hai Shishi Lamai, why does the Bryce to start off saying Shishi? Then it says Shishi B'Chodesh. What's the first lesson of Shishi? What's the first Shishi? Lamai, Rav Rama Lechani Yosem. That means when they rested, when they